Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Hey, your home state, Wyoming Republican Party, censured you and called for you to resign immediately, saying that you had betrayed the trust of Wyoming voters.
The Wyoming House of Representatives have voted to censure U.S. Congresswoman from Wyoming, Liz Cheney. In addition to that, the Wyoming House is also asking for Cheney to resign from her position. At a Republican Central Committee in Rollins, a vote was held regarding this issue. Of the 74 GOP representatives voting, 66 voted to censure Cheney. The majority of the Wyoming House feels Cheney does not represent the people of Wyoming. Here is Cheney on Fox News explaining how she feels about the situation.
I think people all across Wyoming understand and recognize that our most important duty is to the Constitution. And as I've explained and will continue to explain to supporters all across the state and voters all across the state, the oath that I took to the Constitution compelled me to vote for impeachment, and it doesn't bend to partisanship. It doesn't bend to political pressure. It's the most important oath that we take. And so I will stand by that, and I will continue to fight for all of the issues that matter so much to us all across Wyoming.
This stems by and large from Cheney voting to impeach former President Donald Trump due to the Capitol riots last month. A new proposal has been put forth to cut school activity spending by 50%. As a way to help balance the budget in Wyoming, representative from Gillette Tim Hallahan has proposed a bill to help alleviate the deficit spending in education statewide. According to the Gillette News Record, Hallahan's plan would cut $49 million a year and $98 million over the biennium. The 50% cut would affect extracurricular activities. Critics of this proposal say activities are essential for the growth of the students. I'm sure we'll have more on this developing story in the coming days and weeks. Hey, were you listening and you realize, oh, wow, Chris is halfway through his news? Or maybe you heard the full thing and you're like, I just want to hear his smooth, silky voice again. Well, never fear. Go to BasinsRadio.com. The full report is right there.